Well, this is a crime novel, set loosely speaking in remote South Australia.
Ah, a bit of an Australian flavour, we love that.
Oh, my word, yeah. And so this is, it's set in, if you're sort of imagining that really outback area, sort of somewhere north of Port Augusta, on your way to Alice Springs.
I can picture it because I've done it. I've done the drive.
Right, okay. Well, it's an imaginary roadhouse in this location called Cutter's End, but the background to the rest of the story makes you visualise that part of South Australia.
It's just before you get to Wolf Creek, isn't it?
Almost, yeah. And that's part of this story, is very much that that Wolf Creek scenario with things go bump in the night and things are not as they appear. Very closed, secretive communities, not really wanting to dob anyone in. So this is actually, the story revolves around a girl whose, something horrible has happened to her back in 1989, and then in 2021, a detective sergeant is asked to review a cold case.
Right.
And the detective, he's one of these slightly troubled detectives. He's got a few personal problems. Things aren't too good at home. He's conscious of the fact that some of his immediate superiors are sort of analysing his career and making judgments as to whether he's suitable for promotion or not, in which case we'll sideline him and sort of that's the end of his career kind of thing. And he's in the invidious situation that he actually knows the person that the cold case has happened to, and he has had no idea that these events happened to her.
Wow.
So it's a storyline partly examining how he goes about doing the investigation for this cold case, but it's also a storyline where the girl and her friend have to re-examine what happened back in 1989, why they did the things they did and how they did them, and why they've basically kept it all a secret for all this time.
Right.
It's a really clever story about how, both the detective slowly but very surely gets to the bottom of it and then makes a decision that actually justice will be served far better if we can quietly shuffle it under the carpet again.
Right, okay. Sounds intriguing.
running all the way through this is this issue of the investigation of violent crimes against women, and how, certainly in past times, to a lesser degree now, women certainly, they just weren't believed. And that's what's happened in this particular case. And the two girls concerned have done what they've done. They know what they've done is not exactly right, but they knew at the time that if they actually put their hands up and admitted to it, that have never been believed, and that have been sent down for a crime that they shouldn't have been sent down for.
Right. Well, I think we've dangled the carrot there, Tim. Yeah. I'm hooked.
It's really good. I've read this. My wife's read it, and we both couldn't put it down. It's a very, very clever Australian crime novel with some really examining some really interesting themes.
Okay, it's called Cutter's End from Margaret Hickey. Thank you for that, Tim. We really do enjoy catching up each week, and we'll do it again in a week from now.
Lovely, Lee. Look forward to it. Thank you.